The Iran war is consuming most of the oxygen right now, but Ukraine has been conducting one of the most aggressive maritime drone campaigns in modern warfare over the past 2 weeks, and it deserves serious attention. Russia has formally declared its Black Sea waters unsafe due to Ukrainian drone attacks. Let that context sink in. 124 Russia-linked ships struck in under 2 weeks, including 89 tankers. That's not a symbolic campaign. That's a systematic effort to strangle Russian maritime commerce and energy export revenue.
The Magura naval drone, which is Ukraine's primary surface attack drone, is about to get a significant production upgrade. Kyiv and Washington have finalized a deal to manufacture Magura drones in the United States. This is strategically significant on multiple levels. First, it dramatically increases production capacity beyond what Ukraine's domestic industrial base can sustain under active bombardment. Second, it ties American industrial capacity directly to Ukrainian offensive capability in a way that's harder to unwind politically than simple arms transfers.
Which makes Rubio's statement in Manila all the more important as context. After his meeting with Lavrov, Rubio explicitly said there has been no change to U.S. weapons policy on Ukraine. Given that the meeting happened while the U.S. is simultaneously prosecuting a war against Iran, Russia's quasi-aligned partner, maintaining that position isn't just a statement about Ukraine. It's a signal to Moscow that Washington isn't trading one conflict for concessions in another.
Laura Loomer's interview with Zelensky is a genuinely strange data point to process. Loomer has been one of the most vocal skeptics of American-Ukraine support in Trump's orbit, and she's now apparently reversed her position and sat down with Zelensky directly. Whether that represents a real shift in the MAGA universe's view of Ukraine, or whether it's simply Loomer playing a different angle for access and attention, is something to watch. Zelensky has been very deliberate about cultivating relationships across the American political spectrum.
The Ukrainian drone strike on the Wildberries warehouse near St. Petersburg is worth noting separately. Wildberries is Russia's largest e-commerce company. It's essentially the Amazon of Russia. Striking its logistics infrastructure near St. Petersburg is a shift from purely military or energy targets towards civilian economic infrastructure deep inside Russian territory. That's a significant evolution in targeting doctrine, and one that will draw international scrutiny.
Latvia's prime minister warning that Putin is waging a hybrid war along the border is a reminder that the Russia-Ukraine conflict is simultaneously a NATO-Russia confrontation happening in slow motion along the eastern flank. Hybrid warfare, cyber attacks, GPS jamming, covert border incidents, disinformation is how Russia applies pressure below the threshold of Article 5 activation. Latvia has 1.8 million people and a 217-kilometer border with Russia. For Riga, this is not an abstract security concern.
The West Bank shooting that killed 5 people near the village of Tel is a brutal reminder that while the world's attention is fixed on Iran and Ukraine, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict continues to generate lethal violence with no resolution in sight. The area around Tel has seen repeated incidents over the past 18 months, and each one raises the temperature on what is already one of the most volatile territories on Earth.